This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Is It Just Me? It's the podcast, as you know, that's kind of like your ranty friend sitting next to you at the bar. That's selling it, isn't it, James?
Absolutely.
James Williams is my co-host. I'm Joe Elvin. Hello. But we're more like the happy drunks, though.
I think I'm more like... ranty one, actually.
Are you?
I'm feeling ranty today.
Oh, God, this is exciting. We're going to rant about the least important issues of the day. I mean, come on, you can watch Question Time any other day. It's boring. For now, we're talking about all sorts of issues. Whether or not we're prudes today, we're going to be sort of chewing over that one. You know, the trendy, really sort of like on-point Netflix shows versus your bog-standard Mamma Mia films. Mm-hmm. And something about people who like grocery shopping more than clothes shopping. This is I don't even know what that means. But today we're joined by the absolutely fabulous and effervescent actress-comedian Jungle Escapee, Miss Jenny McAlpine. Hello.
Hello. What a lovely intro.
What a lovely, lovely
and that
greeting.
Was quite clever. She did a little nod to the effervescent fizz.
What? I saw what she did,
clever.
And I loved it.
Yeah, that was totally deliberate.
I thought that one was. I thought there was a lot of thought going into that intro, Joe.
There is no fizz here, though. I was offered water, but no fizz.
You're fizzy enough.
You are.
That's all of us.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Escaped from that jungle. You're right, escapee.
Yeah.
Really, feels really odd to be back.
Even now.
And last week, we had a bit of a reunion with the guys at the National TV Awards, which we won. Yeah. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, all right. Don't go on about it. Yeah, no. Congratulations.
It was so lovely because I'm not really in it. I'm in Curry, really. But it was so lovely to be there and gate crashing Ant and Dec's night. But so weird to see everyone because we all... smelt nice and looked nice, and you know, there was no fish guts hanging out.
Well, that's the thing, it's like where it ends and begins and ends for me. It's like having to clean up other people's poo, even if it is a famous celebrity. What the hell is that?
Do you know what? That weirdly was not the worst bit, it was a bit that I worried about.
That would be the trial for me rather than any of the other trials. I'm bad with that kind of stuff. I couldn't handle that.
Sometimes I'm just going to tell you this, I won't give you too much info, but
it's a podcast. You love a bit too much information.
If you left it too late to do the dunny, ideally you needed 24 hours between each lift and throw. If you left it kind of 30, 32 hours, it was so heavy that you could spill a bit. And if you spill a bit, you know,
I love
disaster.
The technical terms of the lift and throw, like there was actual technique to it.
Lift and throw and throw so far away.
And dunny is also a technical term. As a native Australian, that was, you know... I remember when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble for calling the toilet the dunny because it was considered like, you know, the rude slang.
Really?
Not ladylike, you know.
What do we say? Bog?
Yeah.
Into the bog.
Yeah.
The
bog.
Yeah. I mean, can I ask you though, Jenny, I mean, as you know, you're a fair girl like myself. I mean, how did you handle it not burning in the jungle?
James, they said, will you do I'm a Celebrity? I said, listen, thanks for the offer, but no, because I've got red hair, pale skin, it will be a disaster for me. That's the genuine reason why I've said no. before and said, no, I could never do that. But then they said, you know, we provide the highest quality SPF. We make sure Medic Bob's on hand if you're feeling, you know, a bit burnt. So I thought, right, well, I haven't got an excuse.
Did
now.
You use way more than anybody else?
Oh, so much more. I think at least half the people, Amir definitely didn't even know we had it in our bag. He found it on kind of day 19. Oh. Yeah, I was
so envious
back.
Of those people. They don't even have to think
but
about
that's
SPF.
The thing. This is why one of the reasons I left Australia is because, you know, I don't tan.
No.
It used to be I think Australians have become much more enlightened, no pun intended, about, you know, and sun awareness.
Yes.
And so there's a lot more pale people walking around than when I was a kid. But it was like you stood out like a Belisha Beacon if you didn't have a tan.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was really quite traumatic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But then, thinking back to when I was little as a redhead and pale skin, the suntan cream wasn't the same as it is now. You would have to lather it on and it was that white, horrible kind of butter.
Yeah, like grease seal sort
chalky,
of a thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't rub it in now. It's all, you know, just clear. You just give it a quick spray, it's on. But I had to wear my dad's T-shirt in the swimming pool.
See,
it wasn't good.
Because I'm not a redhead, but my mother is. My mother has exactly your colouring, so that's where I get my sort of Celtic skin from.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, I know what I'll do. I'll do what all these other olive skinned girls do. I will slather myself in coconut oil and lie out in the sun. That's what Australian kids used to do.
No.
And you would smell people cooking.
Oh
and
God.
And I did that, so you know, I really...
I'm actually getting anxiety just hearing that story.
And luckily we are so much more educated about sun now. I am obsessed with covering my little boy in it just all the time.
Me
even
too.
Today.
I remember when I was 4 or 5 and I burnt so badly, and that's kind of scarred me for life. Not quite literally, but I have to say I do envy my friends who don't have to think about it, because when I go on for a sort of exotic holidays where the sun is beating down you, literally does, it adds to your day. You've got to literally stand there, cover yourself up totally before you even go out the door. Some of my friends can just get up and go straight into the pool, and I'm a bit like, I'm so envious.
We'll look younger in the long run.
You're
going
to look younger, and listen, you are healthier in the long run.
Yes,
and if you
want
to just be really fickle about it, you're gonna be gorgeous.
I love how we've just gone off on this random like tanning against tanning tangent.
It was a big part of my decision making process of going into Amazon.
I hear you.
For me, it's the snakes. I'm so phobic about snakes. If you want to give me a heart attack, just throw a plastic one at me.
Really?
It's a real problem. So there's, you know, I mean, my God, I love watching I'm a Celebrity, but anytime there's a snake trial, I'm genuinely going to have nightmares that
really?
Night.
It felt like they upped the snake ante this year.
There
were a lot of snake challenges, I thought.
There were a lot. I only encountered them right at the end when I did the challenge with Ian, where we had to put our head in all those.
Oh my God. And the taxi one with all the snakes around the taxi.
Yeah.
And people laughing at Amir, and I was like, I would kill somebody for it. It's not funny.
It was the one that Jamie did when that snake actually fell on him in the dark on his face. I was like, my God. That. And obviously, I'm sure the music they play does make it even more traumatic to watch, but I'm sure it is obviously really bad to be in it as well, but they do really amp the,
and the thing that makes it brilliant for us to watch at home is Ant and Dec laughing along.
Yeah.
Makes it absolutely horrendous for you when you're going through the worst experience of your life and they're laughing.
Awful boys.
So you do it all over again? You don't
know? Do you know, I would. And because I met such brilliant people that are genuine friends. And although it is weird, as I say, to see them and smell them, smelling nice and looking smart these days, I kind of miss that smoke. It's the smoky smell from the fire that everyone smells of, and the fish guts.
That is a seductive smell, the smoky smell, I think.
Is the WhatsApp group still going strong?
The WhatsApp group is going strong.
Who is the most prolific on there? Who's always...
Stanley's quite, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he has a break for a few days, and then he hits you with kind of 4, 5, 6, 7 photographs.
So what was the last WhatsApp exchange?
Okay, let me have a look.
Let's have a look. Come on, this is like, we're
getting
a real exclusive here, everybody.
This is live on the podcast. Here we go.
And I just would like to also...
One for the file, a picture that he's got. I'm winning I'm a Celebrity at the NTA Awards 2018.
That's a group photo of you all.
And then Dennis saying, thanks, Stanley.
That's a record for our age.
And then Kez put in her address, which I won't read out. And that's that.
Can we also just talk through your bespoke phone case there with its beautiful arrangement of stickers? Now, obviously, children's TV has moved on since I had a young tot. I don't recognise any of these.
I forgot that I was coming to a fashionable place here. I should have that one with Jay on that Victoria Beckham has. But I've actually got a custom made by my 3-year-old little boy Paw Patrol phone case.
Paw Patrol. I've heard about Paw Patrol, but I missed
this
that.
This is Rubble. This is Sky, Marshall, Everest. That's all I've got on here.
Do you find yourself watching, like, for me it was Peppa Pig, and you'd find yourself absentmindedly going, oh yeah, I've seen this one. This is a good one.
Yeah. we still love Peppa Pig. And I have conversations. When Albert went to bed last night, I said to my husband, when Albert was not there and it was nothing to do with him, I said, hey, I didn't know that Marshall from Paw Patrol had such a posh voice. And he said, yeah, he does.
It's actually Benedict Cumberbatch. That's the real surprise.
I love his name, Albert. That's such a cool name.
Yeah, Albert. Yeah.
So cool.
I didn't realize two things. I didn't realize that, but all the cool names are original Coronation Street characters. Uncle Albert. And everyone asked me when I said, have I called him after that? But then I thought, when I think through all the names that I had on my list, they were all Coronation Street characters.
Classic Coronation
They're all
Street,
so gorgeous and old-fashioned and gorgeous names.
So what would it have been if it was a girl, do you think?
Oh, I loved them all, even though I was convinced he was a boy. But I had Elsie, Ina, I had them all.
I love Ina. I do love Ina.
Isn't that cute?
My daughter's Evie, so it's not far off.
Evie's gorgeous.
And obviously, well, we have to talk a bit about Corrie. Now, how many years has it been now, Jenny?
So 17 years.
Wow.
And I was 17 when I joined.
So you're over half your life now.
Over half my life. And we're getting up to it being over half my life now, because I joined in February.
The tipping point.
We're at tipping point now, yeah.
And obviously, I'm sure if he said to you 17 years ago, you're still going to be in Corrie 17 years from now, you'd have probably laughed us.
I never would have thought.
When I was at Glamour, and I was at Glamour for 17 years, I always used to have to find myself saying to people, I'm embarrassed that I'm not bored. Do you ever feel like that? Do you know what I mean?
Well, just, just because I am a Coronation Street fan. I love Coronation Street. I love the soaps. So the fact that I got a job in my hometown in a show that I love, and I got to meet my kind of icons, people I'd watched growing up, and do scenes with them. I was doing scenes with Jack and Vera Duckworth, and now I live in their house, honestly. And they go down, those moments. They get fewer, but you have moments. I had one the other day when I was doing a scene with Chesney. I just went, whoa, I do this for a job. This is really
I'm in Coronation
weird.
Street.
Yeah, you still have those moments.
Aww. And that's the thing. In a show like Coronation Street, you are part of the cultural fabric of the country. And I mean, that might sound very lofty, but it's true.
Well, and also, your Fizz is now a national treasure, I would argue. Come on.
No, listen, I've been there 17 years. I am a relative newcomer. It's been going almost 60 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah, there can't be that
many people who've been there as long as you now, have they?
Oh, there's loads.
Really?
Well, Bill Roach, who plays Ken Barlow,
course,
from
yeah,
the beginning.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Barbara Knox. Oh, there's loads. Alan, who plays Tyrone. I always remind him that he's older than me and has been there longer.
But that's clearly also a great sign of a lovely place to work. We always say that, because people stay somewhere when they're happy, and I think that's a very good sign.
Honestly, yeah. I love it. I'm happy. And now, you know, I've got my family and I live in Manchester. I never forget how lucky I am, and then I can go off to the jungle for 3 weeks and then come back.
And now you're on Is It Just Me?
Exactly.
Speaking of which, we should probably go on some topics.
It's all led to this moment. Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Let's set the world to rights, ladies.
I just want to tell everybody, I was so thrilled when Jenny popped up in my mentions on Instagram saying that she was already a listener, so she knows the deal with Is It Just Me.
Yes. I do.
And I was thinking,
we love you for that, Jenny.
Play it cool. I think I lasted about 4 minutes.
She sent me a screenshot and I was like, oh my God, you've got to ask her to be on the podcast. I already have. But I was like, okay.
I listen in my headphones, dog walking, and it's a perfect length for my dog. Well, to be honest, after about half an hour, my dog, who's a little pug, wants to go home. But we've got 15 minutes left. Elvis, we're carrying on.
We have Elvis. Amazing.
We have quite a few dog walkers, actually. Quite a lot of people say on our... do leave us your comments and reviews on iTunes. Yeah. We do love reading
them. You should get a dog on the podcast.
Oh, we should. Well, we had one couple of weeks ago, didn't we? In sort of guest appearance in Miranda Sawyer's kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yes. We did. Yes, Cookie
they
licked my leg.
They tend to scratch and make a bit of noise, yeah. Which
no,
is good
they're
for
a
audio,
bit. But... No, don't work with children and animals. It's a bad idea.
Is it just me who's a bit of a prude? I've just been on the phone to one of my filthiest friends who does not believe that I'm a prude, but I kind of secretly am. There's a line in the sand, and I'm going to get in trouble with lots of there's sort of like two schools of feminism, and I noticed today someone's moaning about Kim Kardashian putting another topless picture on Instagram. I don't like it. I think that some people would say that I'm shaming her, but that I'm not shaming her at all. She can do what she wants, clearly, but I just don't feel like, I don't know, it just gets to a point where Is that what passes for empowering femininity? Getting your bats out.
I think the problem slightly now. I can understand doing it once, maybe twice, but you know, no disrespect to her. We've seen Kim Kardashian naked now quite a lot, so it's almost a bit like, well, what's new? It's not. I don't feel like it's even pushing any kind of artistic boundaries. You know, it just feels a bit like she's going over old ground a bit. But I know what you mean, because I'm a bit like you, Joe, in the sense, I think, because I have a bit of a potty mouth, as do you, you know, so...
How dare you?
You know, but
how
I think...
How very
I
fucking
think you,
dare you?
I just point out now I am a prude?
Oh, yeah, well, see, I think you can be a potty mouth prude, so I think I'm with you. I think there's not many... I can use terrible swear words, but deep down, I'm quite old-fashioned, I guess.
I think I'm with you. Kim obviously isn't a prude, is she? And that's great. I'm a prude. I'm a prude about myself. In I'm a Celeb, when we had to do, did you see the one where we had to do a challenge, Jamie and me, and we had to be back to back in a twosie, a
yes,
onesie
yeah.
made for two, with a paintbrush between our legs. You know, it was double entendre.
It was hard.
I was so, and Jamie knew, I was just so uncomfy. Everyone knew I'd be uncomfy. They did it for that exact reason, because I was so embarrassed by the whole thing.
Is it, are you, because we used to work with a girl, they would always say, she's up north, and she says, when, you know, you move to London and suddenly everyone starts hugging you, it's not a northern trait. People don't, they're not particularly tactile
up north.
It's
not, yeah.
So are you of that school of
thought? Well, I just got off the tube here and said thank you, and then I remembered I was in London and thought, I should actually take that back. They all looked at me like I was strange. It was the thought that there's going to be really... Ant and Dec are going to say rude things about this. And then actually I ended up saying the rudest thing.
What did she say? I can't remember.
I said, Jamie, I need a bit more up my end.
Oh, but that's the thing. I mean, we love a double entendre, don't we?
It's panto.
It was, yeah. But I blush so easily. I'm possibly blushing now.
No.
And I can feel it, you know, that it's the redhead, pale skin thing again.
It always shows, doesn't it, Dan?
I love a rude joke. I love a swear word. I don't like lazy crap coarseness.
No.
There was this... ad, this billboard ad at London Bridge Station where I used to pull into every day, and it was for a recruiting firm, and it was a guy and a girl wearing suits, and she was staring right at his crotch, and the cell line said, dreaming of a bigger package. And I used to think, that's rude, but if it was clever, I could
it's
applaud
not
it,
even,
but it's just rubbish.
It's crass and
lazy.
Smart. Oh, I'm with you, exactly. Yeah. And actually, that I'm a Celeb was funny and great. When it works for the, and even swear words, when they work for the joke, and actually the story wouldn't work that well if it didn't have the swear word in, that's great. But just kind of crass for no reason.
I think when anything feels forced, or, you know, that like it's being done for a reaction, that's where it crosses the line, I think. I mean, I think this is a very hot potato at the moment, because obviously it's all about, you know, what's proper and, you know, certainly within the workplace and all that kind of stuff. So I do think it's quite interesting how everyone is having to rethink how they would normally behave. Yeah. I think especially as British people, we are into that kind of panto, double entendre.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think ultimately, if you're a good person, you know when you're overstepping a line and making somebody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I think a bit of, like, you know, like I said, pantomime humour is perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
But there are people who literally just go straight to a level. You'll be like, whoa, where's that come from?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And it's context. I'll tell you what, yeah. the show that really, the television show that really brings out my absolute Margaret Whitehouse school marmish prude is Hollyoaks.
Oh, really? I'm a soap fan. Well, you might disagree on this.
You can sit on the fence if you like, but I just think, what time is it on? 6:30 in the evening? Everybody's got appendages and fingers and tongues everywhere, and it's supposed to be a kids' show.
But then you've got to look at kind of pop music and pop videos and Instagram and all those things that just...
How old's your little boy?
3.
Wait till he starts singing things like, I don't want none unless it's got buns, hun. Oh. You're sort of like walking around the supermarket and your toddler says something like that. Yeah. You think, ooh.
Well, let me, to prude wise, the thing he says now, and actually I knew he would say this, when I was pregnant with Albert, I heard a little boy, really cute, in the cubicle next door with his mum, and I was thinking, oh, that's going to be my little boy, he's dead cute. And then he said, oh, mummy, you trumped. And then I thought, my little boy will never say such a thing to me. All the time. Is that you, mummy? No, it's not. And it wasn't.
But the worst one that happened, I was in a pub loo with my child about that age, when queuing people outside. She went, wow, it's really hairy, isn't it, mum? And I just wanted to stay in there forever and ever and ever.
Oh, God.
But I do, going back to the Instagram thing slightly, I do think the prude thing is interesting, because I definitely think the selfie culture has changed a lot. Because I certainly feel like I'm possibly that last generation of people that when we were growing up, like, you would always say, oh, I hate having my picture taken, or, you know, you'd avoid having your picture taken, or it was almost seen as a bit embarrassing to like the way you looked and all that kind of stuff. And now there's been a total switch, isn't there? Now the millennials are all about the selfies, and they don't make apologies for it, they don't take the piss at themselves. But I still have that thing. I will occasionally put up a selfie, but I feel the need to apologise or to make a joke about me taking a selfie. I can't just own it. Look, and I think that's my weird prudishness still. I've still got these hang-ups about, you know, you shouldn't do that because it's a bit egotistical or whatever.
I've never thought about selfies like that, actually. Thinking, actually, if it does mean that young people are more confident and, hey, look at me, this is me, about how they look, that's got to be a good thing. Yeah. Me with selfies, actually, I'm just really rubbish at them, and I'll post every now and again, especially to my lovely friend Sally Ann Matthews, who takes the mickey out of me for being so good at selfies. I'll take one that's, you know, I've shut my eyes, I've blinked. I can't do them. This morning I put one up as well, the obligatory send my little boy a train photograph, me with a train. I wasn't relevant in it, to be honest. It was the train in the background that was important.
Aww.
All about the train.
All about the train.
Well, I don't know how we sum this one up, really, I guess.
Well, you know, I want to know what the listeners think. I know that it does seem to be one that opens a right old can of worms. And every time I moan about naked boobs on Instagram, everyone yells at me. So come and yell at me.
Yeah. Yell at us on the email.
It's all validation. It's all neediness from
me. Yell us via email. The email address is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Please send us all your thoughts and any suggestions for the topics. We'd love to hear from you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you. This came to me the other night when I was watching TV, and I don't know about you, but I always feel obliged to put on Netflix and put on the buzz show that everyone's talking about. I feel like, you know, you've got to stay current and you know, ahead of the game. And I just thought, I can't be bothered, I'm not in the mood. So is it just me that has those moments of knowing I should be watching something new and fresh and edgy on Netflix, but I somehow always end up watching, like, repeats of Friends?
Oh, I'm so with you. On the plane to Australia, when I thought, this is the time where I am going to get cultured and educated. And
what, on the way to Australia? No offence, Australia, but, you know, I think you've got a free pass there.
I thought, I'm going to get my books out. I've got some gorgeous books that, you know, people have told me to read, and they're the most important books of the year, and I'm going to watch on screen the most important things. I ended up reading my magazines and finding out
she's
that you
the get one. She magazines, James.
Yeah, I'm the one. Finding out there's Wi-Fi, so just sending loads of pictures to my little boy. And the only film I watched was Mary Poppins.
Aww. Well, you know, again, that's part of Britain's cultural heritage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
I'm
that
with
one.
You. I think there's something in this. There is something in the reassuring hug of something familiar.
No, it's true.
And I think in this day and age, we're so, you know, there's so much bad shit going on in the world, and you know, you go on social media and you have no control of it. And I think there's something very nice about knowing, do you know what, I could try and put this new show on, but I don't know what it's about. I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to have to concentrate. I'm going to put on something old and familiar, and I can genuinely relax and enjoy it.
I am like that. I mean, I think, I'll tell you what it is. When my friend's in something, that makes me watch it. And actually,
oh,
then
God,
I,
that's,
you know,
so showbiz.
Then, no, it's
true. We can't
true.
Say that.
Well, you
well, maybe
can.
After your, today, we can.
Yeah, yeah, all
yeah
your
we have to talk. I love about you. You were still Bezzies with Saran Jones,
well,
aren't you?
Yeah, and Dr. Foster.
We've been trying to work out how
that.
To get into that friendship circle.
It's part really of our boring.
We've had Saran on the podcast. She'll enjoy it.
She told me it was good fun.
Oh, good.
She loved
it. Hello, Saran. She's maybe listening back and return you the favour.
Yeah, she's probably walking my dog.
But where are we going with that?
No, okay, so where were we going? No, I'm with you. So if mates are in it, it will make me watch things. But Chris, my hubby, will watch anything. And also, he will watch from beginning to end something that he's not really enjoying. And I'm not very good at that.
No. I can't invest that time.
I need to enjoy it. Yeah. And I ask him the question before, do you think I'm going to like this? He says, well, I don't know. I said, well, I don't think I can watch it. Then we spend about half an hour thinking about whether I'm going to like it, reading the reviews of it. Because
do you ever get into fights about that? How could you think I would like this? Do you even know me?
I get that about books. I'll be honest. I will start a book, and if I'm not into it, I will put it down. Yeah. So I will force myself, sorry, to finish a book, even though I'm not enjoying it.
I will. Yeah.
But with TV shows, I'm much more. I'll start watch one or two episodes. If I'm not feeling it, I don't watch it.
That's true.
But
then
actually,
I don't know. I think that sometimes the investment does reward you. I remember it took me a couple of goes to get into The Wire many years ago. I think I was pregnant the first time I tried to watch, and it was just too many names and situations and characters for me to concentrate on. But then when I went back to it, Breaking Bad was another slow burner that everybody became obsessed with. I think I'm more... I basically watch too much television. And I, you know, I am Jo Elvin, and I'm a teleholic. But so I'm always looking for that thing that really kicks me a little bit and surprises me a little bit. So I am a bit of a competitive Netflix watcher. Oh, I've already seen that.
I'm going to show myself up now, and I'm going to say I'm with you, Jen. I started Breaking Bad, never finished it. I haven't watched the second season of Stranger Things, and I love the first one. I don't know why. It's been there. I've been waiting to get into it, and I just feel like I go to watch Stranger Things, and somehow I end up watching the first four seasons of The Golden Girls on DVD. I mean,
love The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls got me through January. It was such a miserable period, and I thought, I'm just going to order the first four seasons of Golden Girls on DVD. I mean, a DVD, for crying out loud. I mean, how retro is that?
Very.
Do you know what? I don't have any regrets. It was amazing.
Absolutely speechless.
Golden Girls might be on Netflix, you know.
But they need it on Netflix. Why isn't Golden Girls on Amazon and Netflix?
It should be.
Look, a few of my friends, when they got wind in me, they went, what channel are you watching? Going, I bought the DVD. And like, what? People still do that?
So do either of you have shows to recommend right now? Should we share with the listeners what we're into?
I'm watching something on telly, actually. Yeah. I am watching Kiri.
Yes.
Kiri. So that's on telly. That might is that
on
tonight?
A serious
no,
question, right? Do you feel like I definitely feel this? I think that what's happened with Netflix has really kicked the ass slightly of the terrestrial TV.
It has?
And in the last 12 months, we've had some of the most incredible drama. Yeah. I think on the old five channels, right?
Yeah.
Being BBC One, you talk about Dr. Foster, yeah. Liar, yeah. Broadchurch. You know, I think it's yeah. actually done a really yeah. good thing yeah. for those.
Well, and that's the thing. We know that that whole new generation of watching things online, and it's great because new producers and directors can make things, they can put yeah. them up yeah. on YouTube and things. Yeah. But actually, the telly channels, they don't really look like they're going anywhere. Coronation Street's on Channel 3, and, you know... always will be, really.
Yeah. But again, I think for as much as you can dip into those things, people love familiarity, they love structure, they like knowing something. Life is topsy-turvy.
Like, and why Coronation Street has been on for almost 60 years, and that's the reason, because you think, oh, that newfangled thing, but I'll just go back to those cobbles where I know where I am.
And I must admit, I still always find myself snickering away in Friends.
Yeah.
If it's on in the background, my daughter's having it where she's discovered it and it's new to her, so it's on quite a lot.
Yeah.
But for a fresh recommendation, my husband and I became obsessed with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I don't think it's on Netflix. I think it's on Amazon, But just Google it, and it's absolutely amazing. It's loosely based on the beginnings of Joan Rivers' career, so it's well up your strata, Mr. Williams.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to make you die a little bit inside again now, because my current obsession is the reboot of Dynasty on Netflix.
Oh.
It is hysterical.
Need to see that.
It's so OTT. I mean, as a soap fan,
yes.
Jenny, you will love it.
I want to see that.
It is actually genuinely hilariously clever, the way they've twisted it. It's so bitchy. It's so hilarious. Honestly, give it a go.
Okay, need to see it.
Yes.
So watch what you want, right?
Exactly.
Watch what you want. That's it. That's basically
a very important discussion.
But I just think also there's no shame in saying, do you know what? I'll get round to watching those cool shows, but sometimes I just want to watch something old and familiar.
Right, so I don't know who put this on the topic list. It definitely wasn't me. It says in front of me, is it just me who prefers grocery shopping over clothes shopping? I think anybody who knows me knows, no, that's just ridiculous.
I think I added this one,
that's
but I crazy. Also did
that's
add
crackers
it.
Crackers talk.
I did add it with Jenny in mind, because I did think this one might talk to you, because you have now added a new string to your bow, haven't you, as a bit of a domestic goddess.
Well, yes. Well, yeah, we do. Yeah, Chris and I have our restaurant in Manchester, Annie's. So, and when I...
Give it a plug. Go on.
Oh, the address.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's called Annie's because it's just off St. Anne's Square in Manchester. Food is our thing. You know, traditional British food is what we serve there. And then when I went in the jungle, I did a bit of cooking. So then Lorraine Kelly asked me if I wanted to do some cooking on her TV show. So I've been doing my home comforts.
But is that stuff you have in the restaurant you've been doing for Lorraine?
They're my recipes, but there's versions of them in the restaurant.
And every now and again, a pair of kangaroo balls or something.
Well, exactly. But, you know, we could do it. I did a cheese and onion pie. You could add a kangaroo ball in it.
Why not? If you wanted to. If you can come across them in Sainsbury's or Tesco's, go for it.
I bet you can. And Willie's in Australia now. I bet you can.
I bet you can. Yeah.
I think you can do that most places, to be honest.
Yeah. In fact, my next door neighbour bought me for Christmas an I'm a Celebrity themed Christmas present, which is a make your own pizza complete with freeze dried mealworms to put on the top, which me and Albert are yet to do, actually. Yeah.
Give that a miss.
I'm not going to do that on Lorraine. Yeah, no. But no, I love it. So you are so right that I love grocery shopping. Let me just tell you the other thing I love. And I was one of the founding members, this isn't official, I've just given myself that title, of the Buy Your Clothes from the Supermarket Club. Oh. I have been going to Asda to buy my clothes well before that got trendy and started winning awards. I'm going to tell you the truth here. This is from Asda.
Well, it's very pretty.
Oh, yes.
£12.50.
Did you wear that knowing you thought this is going to tie in with the topic? Because I'm really impressed.
Most of my clothes. No. I did. I got it out. I thought, that's new. I've not worn it. And then when I heard we might talk about this, I thought,
perfect.
Yes.
It's actually very lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're going to
take... But I've been doing that...
Before you go, we want pictures of your blouse and your phone case.
Yes.
Okay,
because I want everyone to see what we're talking about. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
But the doesn't quite go with the phone case.
Oh, that goes with everything. The phone case goes with everything.
Paw Patrol is the ultimate accessory for all things and
all
situations.
Eat your heart and your hind march, that's what I say.
I love that. Joe's looking at me like I'm... I still love going to the supermarket... It's not as trendy anymore, though, because this is actually from the standalone shop. They have just shops where you can only buy clothes from supermarkets now. Whereas I prefer getting your basket, milk, bread, cheese, jumper.
And a nice little sartorial surprise. Yes. I totally get that.
Yeah, because then it's almost a bit like, oh, still a bit of a naughty treat, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is I'm a bit of a foodie as well, and I love it too. And I think, but I did discover this recently when I had to go to... I call it a foreign supermarket. And when I say that, I mean a supermarket I've never been into before.
Oh, okay, yes.
And it can really throw you because you don't realise how you've become used to the layout of your regular supermarket.
So,
and you suddenly feel like you've landed from Mars going, where are the pickled onions?
I think that might be the most British thing that anybody has ever said on this podcast.
This made me think, though.
This is outside my routine.
But I do think there should be a universal floor plan for supermarkets.
It's so true.
I'm sure a lot of people have the same thing. They go into New York going, where the hell is everything?
They've changed the layout in our aisle. And I said, why have you done this?
Was there an uproar?
Well, I said. We said
did you write a letter to your local paper?
I asked them. Yeah. They said, we think it's going to be better for people shopping. I said, but how many complaints have you had? He said, quite a lot.
Oh.
I think they're going to have to change it back. Everyone's kicking off.
I love that people complained.
It used to go in, then it was tea bags at the front, which I always need tea bags. Then it was cereal. Then, I don't need to say the whole layout.
I want to know. Take me on your virtual journey.
Then you went to the fridge, so there was on the right, there were your blueberries, your grapes. Then to the left, there were the fruit that you don't have to keep in the fridge, like apples, oranges, bananas. Then you were fresh meat. But now they've put all the stuff that's not food in, like the extra stuff that you buy.
Fresh hell is this, Aldi? What are you thinking
exactly.
of?
Exactly.
Well, I have to say, this is why, I mean, I never thought I would be this person, but I have now kind of lent, especially when it comes to like, if you're having like things like Christmas or big dinner parties, whatever, I've now lent to the sort of, you know, delivery. Because you go online and it's so much simpler. You just look it up. You haven't got to be doing that thing where you're running around trying to find it in the aisles like Dale Winton in his prime. I can't believe I've actually gone to the dark side slightly with that.
Really? Yeah. Is that a permanent? Is that
no, I mean, no. I still like, I think because sometimes you like to physically go in and feel a bit inspired by stuff, don't you? You know what you want.
How sad is this? You might relate to this, Jenny. When my daughter was very young, a baby, that was my big exciting time to myself. Oh, I've got to go to Sainsbury's. I'll see. That honestly felt like going to a spa because it was just a little bit of time.
Yeah,
where you didn't have an appendage. And do you know what I mean? It was like
absolutely.
Evie.
Yeah. I also think that it's very important that, you know, you do, if you have a night on the tiles, it's very important you then get up and do the walk of shame to the supermarket to get your breakfast, to get you through that hangover.
And your Golden Girls snacks.
Well, exactly.
Do you ever go to the other and think, oh, I can eat that while I'm watching Golden Girls?
No, because I think that, but I have realised, if you actually ate what the Golden Girls ate, you would literally be the size of a house. It was hilarious. They would get a cheesecake a night.
And always set around the kitchen table, wasn't
absolutely.
It? Always.
Is there a Coronation Street diet? Is there that sort of book about, you know, what everybody eats?
Oh, well, there's the hot pot. Betty's hot pot.
Is it still going?
The trouble with eating on Coronation Street is you think, oh, how nice, I'm going to have an hot pot today. But the scene might be 8:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And then the props department might bring it out, all with good intentions, on maybe the last rehearsal, ready for the first take. And if you have to go again and again and again, you're then eating cold hot pot half past eight in the morning. Oh, it's not so good.
Actually, Jenny, while I've got you, I must ask you a question that really bothers me. And I say this as a big fan of a lot of ice in my drink. Why can't you ever have ice in your drinks on soap operas? Is there a reason for it?
I would guess. I've never been asked that question. I've never thought about it, but I would guess the noise. You know, with the microphone. So if you were...
Because it drives me mad. When I see somebody in the Rover's Return with a gin and tonic and no ice in it, I'm like, ooh, send that back.
Leave it to Is It Just Me, the podcast, to ask the real questions.
Yeah, Jeremy Paxman would never have asked you
that. He would never have thought, and it's very important. No one's ever asked me that.
Can you go away, Jenny, and email us back on Is It Just Me? And tell us what the reason is.
I wonder if we could get some sort of ones that aren't noisy, kind of rubber ice cube.
My God, this could be a business idea. Yeah. We could develop this and sell it to all the soap operas around the world.
Because continuity, it would melt as well. We'd need one that was fake.
I mean, we're getting down to the deep, nitty-gritty stuff.
See, fizz, I'll tell you the real reason I don't think about that is because fizz drinks pints.
Atta girl.
So I've never needed to know.
Not an ice cube kind of gal.
No.
Well, at least not in a drink. So wink, wink.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where that leaves us off to supermarket shop. You haven't said very much in the show, because I know that you would much rather buy clothes.
I am a real clothesaholic. I don't mind going to the supermarket. I don't get excited about it, especially with my husband, who I love dearly. We celebrated 18 blissful years together yesterday.
Well.
But every single item on the list when we go together, he will stand looking at the toothpaste like he's trying to choose a car. It's like, it's really? Toothpaste. And he will read all the boxes and weigh up the decision. And so really? We can be there for, you know, an hour. Shop takes three.
See, I'm like that yeah. with clothes. It takes me a long time. If I go in a shop, especially if it's not £12.50 from Asda,
yeah.
I don't buy it straight away. I go in, then I say, I don't know if I need this. And I might take a picture of it, send it to my husband. He says, whatever. Then I say, do you think I should get this? Then I think, no, I don't think so. Then I go to my wardrobe, think if I've got anything similar.
This is why I can't go clothes honestly, shopping with any other can't. Human on earth, because I'm like the Terminator. In, no. zero in, that's it, that's what I want, get out again. No regrets.
Well, and bang. You're right, because then you go back.
Yeah. And it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It has
yeah.
gone. You're right. Whereas you don't get that with bread, cheese, milk, because the supermarket shelves just to get replenished.
It's a simpler way of shopping. Yeah. It's a less stressful way of shopping, yeah. isn't it? But there you go.
And you can cook something beautiful with it. You can't cook anything with a blouse, can you?
Well, you know, I mean, it never got quite that desperate in the jungle, but I look forward to the day.
I'm sure they yeah. would have preferred to eat blouse yeah. over some of the things there to eat.
Yeah, well, there was quite a lot. Ugh. I didn't have to eat. I only had to put the balls in my mouth. I didn't have to eat them. I just had to pass them between Toff and me.
Oh, thank
but you were like, to me, you were the real, I mean, literal and metaphorical sort of like nurturer in the camp. You were you were the lovely presence that brought everybody together. Nobody could ever get mad with you. My daughter fell in love with
Aww.
You. I was kind of, I love Toff, but I honestly did think you were going to win it.
Oh, well, I did love everyone. People keep asking me, and especially Curry people, would you do it again? Should I do it? And the answer is, it was those people and just that time. And that time in my life, it was the right year to do it. And those people, I wanted to look after them and nurture them. So I suppose I did. And when I did cook, because I thought, oh, I won't cook. No way will I do the cooking before I went, because that can spell disaster when I've seen years gone by, arguments happen. But then when they kind of put me as cook, I thought, yeah, actually I could do this. And it's the nicest feeling. I love doing that at home with my little boy. And I loved it there. Cooking up something for someone when they're hungry and then giving
yes,
it them and then enjoying
the gratitude.
It. It's the best. It's the best.
Yeah. It's a myth. The way to a man's heart, it's the way to everyone's heart is through their stomach.
Yeah. When the chips are down in that camp and if they're hungry enough, they're not going to eat you because you're the one who can cook.
You're right. So, talking of chips though, I mean, Jamie and me, when we cooked for the first time, two northerners, we made chips. I mean,
in the jungle?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love chips?
Yeah. We did. We got eel and potatoes. We said, we're doing fish and chips here.
That's awesome.
It was outrageous.
Was it good?
But gorgeous. Yeah. They said no one had done it before. We used a lot of oil.
Another first. Wow. Jenny, thank you so much for coming
you.
On the show.
You have been such a stellar guest and we want you back.
Yes.
Oh, so let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it next time you're in London.
Perfect.
Thank you for coming and seeing us.
Thank you for having me.
And when I love Manchester so much, and the next time I'm there, I'm going to pop into your restaurant.
We're going to go to Annie's.
Please. Yeah. And come to Annie's and also come to Corrie.
Look at the cobbles. And then I can ask the sound man myself about the whole ice thing.
I've heard there's no ice in the drinks. So
I'll take you to my Aldi, Joe. We'll have time.
It'll blow my mind.
I will sort those people out. We will run that supermarket. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Is It Just Me? Thank you very much to Jenny McAlpine. And if you do want to get involved, please leave us a review on iTunes and definitely email us at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com and tell us which topics you would like us to, argue about.
Exactly.
It's our favorite thing to do.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.